Time for our weekly Satrix Now feature here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000. Tonight we discuss which ETF is right for you. Independent financial advisor and asset management consultant Candace Payne joins us again. Good evening, Candace.
Good evening to me.
Candace, take us through what an ETF is first.
So an ETF is an exchange-traded fund. It's quite a mouthful. But what that basically means is it's a fund. It's a share that trades on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, and in that share is, for example, if you've bought into the Satrix Top 40 ETF, you own all 40 of the largest companies on the JSE in one fund. So Satrix has your exchange-traded funds. It also has unit trust funds. They're one and the same thing. They're called collective investment schemes, and it really is about access. How do you get to own them? Unit trust, you can go directly through the management company, whereas your ETF, you need to buy off of the JSE, so you need to go through your stockbroker or something like Satrix Now.
How does one then choose an ETF?
It all comes down to your need. So the three sort of angles of investing is always, how much time do I have? That everything rests on how much time do I have. Then it is how much risk can I take in the market, and how much money do I have to invest? So passive investing is predominantly investing in the stock market. If you're investing in shares in the stock market, it is a long-term investment. And when I say long-term, I'm talking 5 to 7 years minimum. That's where the magic happens. So there's a lot of volatility in the stock market. Things that happen on a macro level, on a global scale, impact on how your investment is going to perform, and you need time for those durations, that volatility, to iron itself out. So that's the first port of call. Do you have time?
Yeah.
Are you comfortable investing in the stock market? Do you understand what you're investing in? Once you've kind of got over those two hurdles, then you can start choosing which particular ETF you're going to invest in.
What do they mean?
So Satrix has 7 ETFs. They're all variations of bundles of shares that trade on the stock market. The simplest one is the Satrix Top 40, which we've spoken about. That's your largest 40 companies on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. We have your sector-specific ETFs. That is the FINI, INDI, and RESI. Those acronyms are FINI Financials, Industrials, and your Resources. So if you have a particular view on whether you think financial stocks, that would be your banks and your insurance companies, are going to do well, you'd buy your Satrix FINI ETF because that's the exposure you're getting. INDI is Industrials, that's your manufacturing, things like Naspers, SAB are sitting in your INDI, and that one's done particularly well. And then RESI is a collection of your largest 15 resources shares on the JSE. So if you think resources have bottomed and they're going to go up from now on, you'd probably buy into one of those sector-specific ones. Then we also have the Divi ETF, which is tracking a higher dividend yield, and we have a SWIX ETF, which is a shareholder-weighted index. So it's the same shares as in the top 40 index, but just in a different weighting. So it really, you need to take a little bit of time to understand what the ETF is tracking, what the underlying index is, and then decide which one you want to invest in. But if that is completely overwhelming, the Satrix Top 40 is a basket of basically the economic powerhouses in the South African economy.
Lastly, Candace, should or can I have more than one?
Of course you may. Yes. Yeah, it's should and could are two different questions. You don't need to have them. You can have them. And once again, say, for example, you're holding that Satrix 40 ETF, but you actually want to top up the resources as a bet. And I'm not advocating betting on the stock market. You could hold your top 40 with your RESI, or you could hold your Divi because you're looking at long-term investing. You want that dividend yield. You could hold that with your industrials, for example, because each of the underlying ETFs hold very different shares. So you're getting a little bit of diversification. But don't go out and buy all 7 of them. Look at what the underlyings are and decide on, you know, 1 or 2, depending on what your views are and what your needs are from an investing point of view. And remember that it really is time in the market. It's that 5 to 7 year period, and that's when you'll see the magic happening.
Thank you for your time this evening, independent financial advisor and asset management consultant Candace Payne, in our weekly Satrix Now feature, talking about ETFs here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb on Radio 2000.